Our Lady, Queen of the Franciscan Order, Saint Joseph, Saint Pio Petrocina, Saint Linus, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. For those of you who are liturgical historians, Saint Linus is also being celebrated today in the church's calendar, but St. Pio of Petrocina has kind of become such a popular saint in our days that it's kind of clouded over the second pope after St. Peter. But today is St. Linus as well as St. Pio of Petrocina's feast day today. Two priests, one a successor of St. Peter, another a priest made in the image and likeness of Christ, literally in his body, conformed to Christ and him crucified. Saint Pio of Petrocina, Padre Pio as he was more popularly known, truly was a marvel of our modern age. And maybe God raised him up and gave him the stigmata at the same time that, you know, in the 20th century where science was being exalted and, you know, everybody thought they could explain everything, you know, with the modern sciences and especially psychiatry and physics and that they could not explain how this man had the wounds of Christ. And St. Pio had a sense of humor because one day a psychiatrist came to examine him and said that he had the stigmata because he was meditating too much on the passion of our Lord, and it was psychosomatic, that he was inducing these wounds in his body because he was psychologically creating them because he was meditating too much on the passion. And Padre Pio said to him, "If you meditated on a picture of a bull, would you grow horns?" He said to the doctor in sarcasm, but He definitely was a man of great holiness. And everybody knows, of course, his great love and care for souls in the confessional. But he also, and many people maybe are not aware of it, started a house for the relieving of suffering, a hospital right across from the friary. And much of the money and gifts that he was given, because people started to come and visit him, he saw that that must be an opportunity that he can also use that charity that he's being given to the friars and to him, because God has given him this gift of the stigmata and the gift to help souls in the confessional, that he wanted to also relieve the suffering of people in their bodies and their bodily afflictions. So he started this hospital, which my understanding is that it is open to anybody who needs care and offers the care either free of charge or only whatever person can pay for the care they receive. And it's one of the better hospitals in Italy. And that's saying a lot for hospitals in Italy, because it's a lot different there than here. I would say that his hospital is following the hospital that Padre Pio founded, is probably more like one you would find in the United States with the use of technology and the care given there. It is truly a monument to St. Pio's charity, that he wanted to take care of everybody who came to him, even the sick and suffering. He also is a model for us of the greatest sufferings that Padre Pio endured. May not have been the physical suffering of the stigmata, but the spiritual suffering that came with it. He said that he was always in a constant agony when he was marked with the wounds of Christ, that interiorly his soul was in a constant agony, experiencing the not just the physical sufferings of Christ, but the interior sufferings that our Lord suffered in Calvary. that abandonment, maybe, that our Lord experienced, where no one came to his aid, of course, except his mother. But just that interior suffering that our Lord experienced was one of the greatest sufferings. And also, for St. Pio, the suffering of having the stigmata and feeling so unworthy of having it. I think that was another great suffering, was he didn't want the stigmata. And wanted our Lord, at least he didn't want the visible stigmata. He said many times in prayer to our Lord and said to his spiritual director that he had asked our Lord to take away the visible stigmata and leave him with the interior invisible stigmata, because he didn't like being a spectacle. He just felt so unworthy of being compared to Christ crucified, even though he was, and we all are called to be conformed to Christ and him crucified. He just saw how unworthy he was of being even associated with that great love of Christ for us to be crucified. And that was a big suffering for Padre Pio. Many times it would bring him to tears to think that God gave him, unworthy as he was, of such a gift. And at the same time, he would maybe find himself complaining at times about the cross that God gave him. So we know that the saints, you know, at times may have lamented, but he took up his cross and followed Christ. Another one of the greatest sufferings of Padre Pio was when he was falsely accused of some immoral behavior of enemies of Padre Pio and people who were jealous of him, accused him of sins in the confessional, and he was deprived of the opportunity to celebrate Mass publicly and hear confessions. And that was another great suffering for him, to be, of course, thought of doing evil, but it being deprived of saying the Mass and doing the priestly duties that he loves so much. I had the great opportunity while I was staying in Italy to spend a night at the friary of Padre Pio and San Giovanni Rotondo, and hospitality there with the friars. And every evening they go at night after the shrine is closed, and when his body was in the old church, or the new church that was there, down in the crypt, they would open it up and they would all pray the rosary around the tomb of Padre Pio. And I remember there was an old friar there who lived with Padre Pio, and I guess he was suffering from something and was praying for Padre Pio to assist him, and he smacked the tomb. He says, "Padre Pio, answer my prayer." He was kind of fiery like Padre Pio, you know. The Italians can be very expressive. But one thing that I was able to do while in the friary was I got to go and spend a little time in the chapel that Padre Pio, when he was not permitted to say Mass publicly, he would say Mass in this little chapel during that time of being under censure. And so I got a chance to spend some time in prayer in that little chapel in the friary where he said Mass during that time period. But it truly is a great grace to visit the shrine of Padre Pio. It's become the most popular shrine in the Catholic world. It even receives more visitors than Lourdes and Fatima. So many people come to see this priest, even after his death, this priest who was marked with the wounds of Christ, this living crucifix of the 20th century, and to come and ask Padre Pio to assist us, as he was so generous and so helpful to people in their needs during his earthly life, Now, as he is in heaven, people come to him and ask him to intercede for them, both spiritually and physically. And especially, we ask Padre Pio to assist priests in their work of confession, as Pope Francis has reminded us that the Church's mission of mercy must be there as forefront, you might say, in speaking to souls about the mercy of God. We have an excellent example of the mercy of God in encouraging people to make frequent use of confession, to go and receive the mercy of God, the absolution of their sins, and to be restored to the friendship of God is the greatest mercy that we can receive when we go to confession. And so, Padre Pio, the great patron of that sacrament, we ask him to assist priests in the confessional, that they will see the importance of it and spend more time in the confessional and see it as an opportunity to one-on-one bring souls closer to Christ in that great sacrament, and that the faithful will see that this sacrament is truly a treasure, and that we should make use of it much more often maybe than we do. I think that as Father John Harden says, the Church encourages us to go to confession every 2 weeks at least, because that seems to be the desired time period for obtaining plenary indulgences, and confession has to be a part of that. And of course, Our Lady encourages us to go every first Saturday of the month as one of her devotions of the five first Saturdays. Let us pray and ask Padre Pio today also to intercede for the Franciscans of the Immaculate. He's our special patron and protector. That's why we celebrate him today as a solemnity, that he will assist us from heaven, that we will truly, you know, during these times, live out our vocations faithfully in service of Our Lady and her divine Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.